All right, God bless you guys. We're joining here at HNLC International here in the city of Dallas, Fort Worth Metroplex. We got a little treat for you on this afternoon. We got the man of God, Dr. Albright from Albright Ministries, coming in from East Lagon, Accra, Ghana. Going to be bringing a powerful word that's coming from the kingdom of God. We hope he's going to get a chance to get in here real soon. As we get a chance to release the word that's coming from the kingdom of God, that's going to be coming through this man of God. Just continue to pray that everything rolls smooth as he comes into the studio. We have been known to have some interference to come out of Ghana, but we're hoping and praying that he's going to get in here expeditiously or right on time as we get a chance to move forward on this word today. Get your Bibles together. We're going to come out of the book of 2 Corinthians. He's going to talk about the righteousness of God. So we're hoping in the moment he's going to come on, get in here and get with us and hear what the word of God has to say. As I said before, it always some interference that comes in here. You know, during the course of time, we're bringing this show out of East Accra. But we're going to hope through the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit that everything's going to roll smooth. And he's going to come in and give us something that's coming from the kingdom of God that can help us move forward in our everyday walk with Christ. So we're going to give it a few minutes. Let the music kind of solidify itself here just a little bit. And we're going to get right back with you guys here in just a second. All right, man, woman, God, we just had a slight delay, trying to make the context there coming out of East Accra. But nevertheless, he's in the studio. We're going to pull back at this time. We're going to let Dr. Albright do what he do best, and that's minister the word of God that's coming from the kingdom of God. Dr. Albright?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Apostle Charles Ellis, for this honor, this opportunity. I'm always glad to be on the show with you. I'm eternally grateful for this honor and opportunity. We love you so much, my wife and I, and our ministry. We love you so much, and I love you so much. Tonight, I want to share some few thoughts with you, and I know your life will never remain the same again tonight. But before I go into the word of God with you, I want us to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, it's an honor to be loved by you, Father. Thank you for your holy presence in our lives. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit in our spirit. Thank you. May you have your way in our meeting tonight, this afternoon. Our minds are alert, our spirits are open to receive from you. Receive gladly in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I'm sharing with you on the theme righteousness. Righteousness. You need to understand, as a Christian, your righteousness is a gift that has been given to you. It's a gift of grace that has been given to you. It has nothing to do with the way you talk. It has nothing to do with your good works. It has nothing to do with how prayerful you are to do with that. It's a gift that has been given to you. The Bible says, when you read Romans chapter 5, verse 17, the Bible says, is that for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness. He said they shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. You see, so righteousness is a gift that has been given to us. We didn't earn it. We didn't pay money for it. It has nothing to do with our works. It's a gift of grace that the Lord has given to us. Now, when you read 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, the Bible says, for he has made him, he's talking about Jesus, is that for he has made him to be made sin for us who knew no sin. Jesus was made sin for us on the cross. When Jesus was on the cross, he was made sin. That's why Papa God couldn't behold his only begotten son. He couldn't behold him. He turned his back on Jesus. And Jesus cried out, my Father, why have you forsaken me? Because he couldn't behold sin. He was made sin. The sins of the whole world was laid on him. And the Bible says he was actually made sin for us who knew no sin. For a purpose, it says, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him, in Christ. So if you are a Christian, you are made the righteousness of God. Righteousness is not only given to you as a gift, but you are actually made the righteousness of God. This is big. This is big. I am made the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. So when you are born again, you become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And, you know, sadly, many really don't understand what righteousness is. Now, righteousness implies conformity with or to the will and nature of God. Now, this will and nature of God must be received, learned, or discovered through the revelation of from God. Now, furthermore, righteousness is the outworking of divine grace. It's the outworking of divine grace, granting acceptance, liberty, right to the human spirit in the presence of God. Now, this is so powerful because it begins to explain the legality of our righteousness in Christ Jesus. The grace of God has given us this righteousness. It's through grace. They which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness, like we read earlier in Romans chapter 5 verse 17. So the grace of God has given us this righteousness. When you read Romans chapter 5 verse 21, the Bible says that as sin has reigned unto death, even so my grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. When you read John 1:17, it says, for the law was given by Moses, by grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And in Romans chapter 5 verse 17, it says, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, even much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness, they shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Is it they will reign? They will reign as kings. They will reign. They will king. They will rule. They will dominate their world. So, if you are made the righteousness of God, you are supposed to be reigning. You are supposed to be ruling. You are supposed to be kinging. That's what you are supposed to be doing. You have the gift of righteousness. You are limitless. You are the most powerful personality in the whole world. If you have the righteousness of God, understand, righteousness is the very nature of Almighty God, and you have His nature of righteousness in you. Can you just imagine the kind of personality you are made of? That's why you can't chicken out. That's why you can't cower under pressure. Your righteousness is a gift of grace delivered to you in Christ Jesus. And remember what I said. I said this gift has already been given. You see, but only those that lambano, you know, receive in the Greek is lambano. That means you take a hold of it. Righteousness has been given to you. You are made the righteousness of God. But have you taken a hold of it? Have you lambano it? You need to lambano. Lambano is L-A-M-B-A-N-O. You need to lambano this righteousness. This gift of righteousness that has been given to you. Because until you lambano it, until you receive it, you cannot dominate your world. You can't rule. You can reign. It's a day which you receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness. Those who receive it, those who lambano it, is it they will king in life. Now, if you say, I have the righteousness of God, the question is, have you taken a hold of it? Taken a hold of it. Because until you take a hold of it, you can't king in your world. You can't dominate your world. You can't put the devil on a run. There are those, the devil is always after them because they don't know what they have received. They don't know what they are made of. It's a day which receive lambano. Lambano. The abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness is that they will king in life. They will king, they will rule, they will reign. In this life, not when they get to heaven. You cannot reign in heaven. What are you going to reign over in heaven? You can only reign on earth. So it is your responsibility to accept your righteousness in Christ. Now, this righteousness gives you acceptance in the presence of God. The reason why we have such boldness to worship in God's presence, to pray, to give our offerings in the presence of God is because of His righteousness, not because of our good works, not because our name is called beautiful. No. because of the righteousness that we have received through grace in Christ. So this righteousness gives you acceptance in the presence of God, such that now you have the right and ability to stand before Him without guilt, without condemnation or inferiority. Remember, the Bible says, there is now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, because those who are in Christ Jesus, they have received the gift of righteousness, and they are made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And this is all as a result of what Christ did on our behalf, on your behalf. So, it really doesn't matter who you are, where you've been, what you've done, how deep the mess you are in, or the valley you've been. All that you need to do today, all that you have to do this afternoon, is to accept His righteousness. That's all. Accept it. And this will place you at liberty, to give you liberty to express yourself and to be yourself in God's presence and enjoy your rights and privileges in Christ. You need to accept it. You have to lambano it. You have to take a hold of it. Remember, I said lambano means to take a hold of something. To take a hold. You must take a hold of your righteousness. It will change your prayer life. You will never be weak in your prayer life again. You will never be a weak Christian. When you take a hold of God's righteousness, this righteous gift He has given to you. All right, Pastor, what if I have done something wrong? What if I've sinned against God? You are saying that I am the righteousness of God. You are saying that in Christ I am made the righteousness of God. But I keep doing wrong things. I keep sinning against God. Does that affect my righteousness? No, it doesn't affect your righteousness. Remember, righteousness is your nature. No matter how a man can go to a doctor or a surgeon to change his body to become a woman, it doesn't change his nature. To have a form of a woman body, it doesn't affect his nature. He's still a man. So the fact that you've done something wrong, you've sinned against God, it doesn't affect your righteousness. It hasn't affected. So what do you do? What do I do in a situation like that? If I've sinned against God, what do you do? If I've sinned against God, what do I do? Now, Hebrews tells us, when you read Hebrews chapter 4, from verse 15 to 16, it says, "For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, of our weakness, of what we've done wrong." It said, "But as we are yet without sin," is that Jesus was tempted and is at work. He was tempted as we are, yet He didn't sin against God. And He said, as a result of this, the next verse, He said, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Did you see that? He said, obtain mercy. He didn't say ask for mercy. He didn't say ask for forgiveness. He said obtain it. Receive it. Take a hold of it. So that's what you do. You say, "Lord, I receive your forgiveness. I receive your mercy. And I'm wrong for telling lies. I'm wrong for taking an advantage of this person. I'm sorry. I acknowledge I'm wrong. I'm sorry, Lord. I receive your mercy. I receive your forgiveness. And when you do that, you are forgiven. You see, you are forgiven. That's what happens. And one of the things you also have to learn to do is to be committed to church. There are those who don't take attending church services seriously. You are missing a lot if you're like that. Because when we come together in fellowship, the Bible says in 1 John chapter 1 from verse 5 to 7, it says, "This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, is that we lie and do not the truth. If we say we are in fellowship with God and we walk in darkness, is that we are telling lies and we are not walking in the truth." In other words, we are not walking according to his word. Verse 7. He said, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light," he said, "we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin." You see, as we fellowship together, he tells us that the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin, cleanses us from all wrongdoing automatically. So there are things you may call sin that God is not calling sin. If you want to know what sin is, it's the Holy Spirit that can reveal that to you through the Word of God. You see, so if you've done something wrong, is that when we fellowship together in the presence of God, spiritually something happens. It's that the blood of Jesus, you will not see the blood of Jesus washing you from every sin. You will not see with your optical eyes that something like that is taking place. You know, but the Bible tells us something like that is actually taking place whilst we are in the presence of God. We are cleansed by his blood. As the word of God comes to us, even right now, as you're hearing me in your car, as you're hearing me at your office, as you're hearing me in your home, wherever you are, as you're hearing, as the word of God is coming to you and you are receiving it with your heart, right now, the blood of Jesus is washing, is cleansing you from every wrongdoing, from devilish thought. It's cleansing you, even right now. That's why you don't have to miss the fellowship of the brethren. You don't have to take that lightly, because you'll be missing a lot. You see? So whatever you've done wrong, don't be in that mess. Rise up and say, "Lord, I'm sorry, and I receive your mercy. I receive your forgiveness in the name of Jesus." And be committed to church, be committed to the Bible, be committed to the Word of God. Get involved in the activities of your ministry, you know, and take an advantage of this program we've been having on this great radio ministry of Apostle Charles Ellis. There is so much truth that the Lord releases from this platform, like you're hearing now. And I would like you to partner, you see, put your money into what we are doing here. And you never regret. Hallelujah. So I want to pray with you right where you are. Say with me. Now, if you're a Christian, right where you are, say with me. Say with me, "Dear Father, I thank you for giving me your righteousness as a gift."
Thank you for giving my righteousness as a gift.
"And inspire me the consciousness."
Inspire me the consciousness.
"And inspire in me the consciousness."
inspiring in me the consciousness
that I am righteous as Jesus is righteous.
I am righteous as Jesus is righteous.
Today.
Today.
I reign and rule by grace.
I reign and rule by grace.
Through righteousness.
Through righteousness.
As I boldly take an advantage of my right standing with you.
As I boldly take a stand for my righteousness with you.
As I boldly take advantage.
As I boldly take advantage.
Of my right standing.
Of my right standing.
With you.
With you.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, if you're on the line, if you're on the show right now, you're not born again, you don't believe when you die today, you go to heaven, I want to pray with you.
Amen.
Say with me, Lord
Amen.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you came to die for my sins. And I believe you were raised from the dead for my justification. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I receive eternal life. Into my spirit.
Hallelujah.
And I declare I'm born again. I declare I'm a child
yes,
of God.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You for being my Savior and Lord
yes.
in Jesus' name.
Jesus,
amen.
Man.
Now, tomorrow
amen.
Is Tuesday. Tomorrow we're going to have a wonderful
yes.
time together
oh,
with
yes.
Apostle Charles Ellis and other great ministers of the gospel will be online. Texas time around that is 8 p.m.
Yes, sir. Yes,
and we're going to have a time of prayer. We're going to pray. We're going to intercede
Amen.
For our nations. We're going to intercede for our loved ones. We're going to intercede for souls of men and women. And you can't miss this
yes.
program. And,
Hallelujah.
And we'll also take time to share testimonies of God's
yes.
grace in our lives, you
Amen.
Know. And we'd
Amen.
Like you to come on the line and also share your testimony with us of the
Amen.
Impact of this program, this, you know, radio ministry, how it is
Amen.
Impacting your life. Come and share
Amen.
With us.
Hallelujah.
You know, come and partner with us, and your life will never be the same again.
Amen.
Thank you so
Amen.
Much. Apostle Charles, for this opportunity, I'm
yes.
eternally grateful, sir. We
yes.
love you, sir.
You had your good friend to show up on you, Prophet Kurt Denny. He kind of flagged in on you here, and he was on the line. I don't know if you want to say hello to him, or you want to go ahead and go. Got a few minutes, but I know he's on the line. Prophet Kurt Denny, who's always inspiration to the body of Christ wherever he goes. And now you're on the line with Dr. Albright, Prophet.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. Dr. Albright, God bless you, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm excellent, sir. How are you doing, sir?
I'm blessed. I was listening to your words, sir, and, you know, it's truly, truly touching. God is truly using you, you know.
Thank you, sir.
Even as I'm speaking to you, I see God using you to rise up the nation. You know, especially in your,
Amen.
In you know your nation where you are, I believe that's Africa, and
yes, sir.
God is going to use you mightily. You're going to be, well known, and I heard the Holy Ghost say, "Oh my God, a martyr."
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I receive it.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much.
Amen. You know, Dr. Albright. I'm even seeing that there is some plans that you have not spoken as yet that you have for Africa, but you're trying to get the right people together,
Amen.
So
Absolutely.
That you can implement this plan. And
you know,
God is in this plan. God is in this plan. He has shown you the vision for this plan, and I myself am going to be part of that plan. I've seen it.
Glory! Maleko shatarabadia.
Oh, my God.
Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't want to miss these programs, I'm telling you. That's all I can tell you. You may hear a lot of things going on, but you don't want to miss. You don't want to miss. You don't want to miss. You don't want to miss this dispensation. You don't.
The body of Christ is coming together.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Just a caller coming
Pastor
in. Yes.
Apostle Ellis, you are going to
yes.
be the catalyst. This whole station and this communication that you have, that God has given you, this is going to be the catalyst that brings forth.
Oh,
there's going to be people that shall be listening, that shall come on,
oh,
that shall
my.
Listen, and they shall be drawn to Dr. Albright and the movement that God is doing for Africa,
oh, my God.
And in the world. Hello.
Oh, my God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Power, power, power.
Amen.
Oh, my God. Even as he said that now, I know. You can't put a limit to the time on the Holy Spirit. Even as he's saying that now, he's got a powerful man of God. He's got a powerful man of God right there, probably no more than 15 or 20 minutes from where he is getting his rest. Because I believe the power has landed. Just as Jesus
Hallelujah.
Came in the island of the gatherings, he had the man of God, Bishop Jim Minor, who he picked up from the airport this morning, I believe. If I'm not right about that, Dr. Albright, you can kind of correct me on the time, but he's resting right now for the full-fledged moving of what this prophet just said. You know, it's almost like they say, you know, that the eagle has landed. Oh, he's landed. And he's did more than just land. He's going to spark off the power of the revelation of a nationwide illumination that's going to spark the world in every direction. And those who will miss it will miss it. And those who roll will roll with it.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. Thank you so much, Apostle Charles, for always giving me an opportunity to fellowship
oh, yes.
with you
yes.
on your great network.
Amen.
I'm eternally
Amen.
Grateful, sir.
Oh, yeah. We're grateful to have you. You and the prophet, we're always grateful to have you guys on board. And as I said, we're in our time limit. And we wanted to make sure we got that word out to you guys. And you have a lot more. As the man of God said earlier, the beauty is on Tuesday. It's called Tuesday Night Testimony. But we're going to push forward in the beginning of that without putting intercession of prayer, interceding on the behalf of not only here in the U.S., all the different departments. As I say departments, I mean the nations, the country, the leaders, all that in different countries and all around the world. We're going to be interceding. And we're going to hear what the power of word God has to say. Right here on the Axial BTR station. For the call in on tomorrow, it's going to be 929-477-1191. For those who want to actually call to my social networks, can do that. You see all the information there. And I'm quite sure the man of God, Prophet Kurt Denny, as well as the man of God, Dr. Albright, will be right here with us. We might get a surprise. We might get a surprise with us on tonight, am I going to say, but we're going to hear what the word of God has to say that's coming from the kingdom of God. Until then, look, God bless you guys. Look, we love you. We thank you guys for joining us here on this particular afternoon to hear the word of God that's coming from the kingdom of God. That's always as we move forward doing the work here at the kingdom of God. Till then, God bless you guys. We love you.